Kevin Eichinger is the EPA's on-site coordinator. He's in charge of the response to the broken pipe that's poured ash and water from a Duke coal plant into the Dan River since Sunday. And he offered this good news.
There is current plans in place to install a permanent plug in the line. We hope to implement those plans and install that permanent plug after midnight tonight. That's the current plan. It may change.
In the meantime, crews have stopped the flow of water and ash out of the broken pipe. A Duke Energy team has set up pumps inside the ash pond and where the pipe pours into the river.
In effect, we have two systems to remove water and prevent anything from entering that pipe while they implement this permanent plug system.
Plans for that call for either crafting caps on either end of the pipe or injecting a sealing grout through the pipe. Before making that decision, workers have to get to the pipe, which has taken longer than expected, says Duke spokeswoman Erin Colbert.
The pipe is a little deeper than we had originally estimated, so we continue to pump intermittently around that work site so they can continue to work in safety and with good progress.
On Monday, Duke estimated somewhere between 50 and 80,000 tons of ash had spilled into the Dan River, along with up to 27 million gallons of water. The utility has not updated that initial estimate, nor have any of the outside regulators checked its accuracy. The EPA's Eichinger says another estimate will be conducted once the plug is sealed. Tom Reeder, who heads the state's Division of Water Resources, downplays the importance of that number.
And we're not so concerned about the numbers as we're concerned about what's the impact of the environment, regardless of how much got into the river.
Once the broken pipe is plugged, the hodgepodge of state and federal offices, along with Duke, will determine a plan for cleaning up the river. Right now, state regulators, the EPA, Duke Energy, various environmental groups, Virginia officials, and Duke University are all taking water quality samples. So far, those samples have generally fallen under federal standards, as has the drinking water in the downriver city of Danville. Measurements from environmental groups at the site of the spill, on the other hand, have shown extremely elevated levels of heavy metals, which are the danger of coal ash. Those include lead, arsenic, and selenium. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service have been taking surveys of local species, especially the fish. Spokesman Tom McKenzie gave this update.
We've had field crews on the water, but they've not reported any sick or dead fish or wildlife at this point. The water has been extremely cloudy, so the observations are pretty much on the surface and the banks.
A team from the Army Corps of Engineers will also add to the mix of government agencies on site. The Corps will consult on a plan to remove the ash that has fallen to the bottom of the river. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.